We're here up until 6 o'clock tonight. You should get on down here. Grab yourself a good seat early because this is the official watch party headquarters for tonight's women's basketball game, Maine, in the WNIT tournament, taking on Villanova tonight at 7. You can gather right here at Seasons. Watch that game. And, you know, with 25 TVs in the house, check out all the NCAA men's tournament action as well. This is certainly the place to be. And Ryan Waning says, when you're here, get the shepherd's pie croquettes.
Yeah, that's also on the list of things that they had it on the St. Patrick's Day menu, but it's shepherd's pie ingredients rolled in panko with some of that cheese sauce that I was describing earlier on. Mm. And it's laid out really nicely. It doesn't look to be the comfort food that it is. It's presented really nicely, but it is very good. And not to mention, Richard, you said about all the TVs here. You can have a watch party just about any sporting event you want to have.
Absolutely. Celtics in action tonight. They're on the road at San Antonio. Bruins off after losing last night 6-4. That's a look at some of the headlines here as we kick off hour number two. Right now, they'll want to talk, well, a little Red Sox, really anything is on the table as we're joined on the phone by our friend, the former ESPN, NBC sportscaster, Bill Patrick. These days, just living the dream as Jerry Montour. Hello there, Jerry.
6:45, my friend. 6:45, it happens.
That's the equinox right there.
That is the equinox. I will just warn anybody within, say, half a mile of my house, I will be getting naked and running outside to do the dance of joy.
And this is different from other nights. How?
It's the equinox, and in this case, when I run outside naked to do the dance of joy, it will be with all the animals in the woods, right? And I will have a camera.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you have to have a camera because you are a professional photographer. And when last you were on, we talked about your business, the gallery, the Montu Gallery, going great down in Ellsworth. And now you one job's not enough for you in your retirement years. You've taken on another gig.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as you know, I'm the ultimate people person, Rich.
Yes, I've always said that about you.
Yes, and thus, I have opened a portrait studio in the what's called the Main Grind building in downtown Ellsworth. It's a portrait studio, and I do everything from headshots to glamour shots to, you know what? It just occurred to me, I think you and Abby should come down, and we could do some boudoir shots.
Sure, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Or how about this? For next Valentine's Day, you do your own personal calendar for her. Shots, just nothing but Rich in different poses, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, no, I do, yeah. That would add a whole new meaning to the phrase, time flies, when she chucks the calendar right out the window.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
I don't know about that.
I don't think you give yourself enough credit, but that's just me.
Look, if we're doing this, I got $25 in on this. I don't know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I think we could sell at least two of those, maybe three.
How far can we go? Let's see. Great.
Is there leather involved? Let's go.
It's your calendar.
Hey, listen, before we talk sports, I don't want to go negative. I really don't. I think all negative people should be put to death. But the weather.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you notice this? That the northeast of the United States was the only part of the country that had below normal temperatures this winter. The only part. Did you know that?
Well, I didn't know we were the only ones. I certainly was well aware that we were below normal in every conceivable way except snowfall.
Yeah. And this is what I'm looking forward to. Somehow, somewhere, I guarantee that some Jets fan will blame Bill Belichick.
Well, of course, yeah. Under inflation of the axis or something.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Wanted to get that off my chest.
Right. You're better now. We're talking with Jerry Montour here on Downtown. And listen, here's a nice summer event, tennis. Last week, you were at Madison Square Garden to broadcast some tennis.
Oh, I was. Two exhibition matches. The second was Roger Federer and Grigor Dimitrov. Roger Federer, by the way, the nicest human being ever. Ever.
Wow.
Okay. Present company included.
Easily.
The nicest person ever. But preceding that was Monica Seles taking on Gabriella Sabatini. Rich.
Yes, yes, Rich. Yes. Tell me about Gabby.
Gabby Sabatini is in her mid-40s. Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I sense that. I sense that just, you know, reading your message, I thought there's something there that you're a single man. You know.
Yeah, listen, I could be her older brother, but I have no words to describe. I mean, this, what sorcery is this? She's in her mid-40s. It's just, imagine. Remember what she looked like when she was a teenager?
Yes, I do.
Same.
Wow.
The same. In fact, even better.
Wow. Okay. And how's her game?
I don't know.
So it's like that.
Yeah. I guess they played. I don't know.
Did you have a chance to speak with her at all?
Yeah, from the back of the room. I was the one who was drooling, you know, like you know.
Did you turn into
drooling people do?
Was it like a Chris Farley thing? Like, hey, Gabby, remember when you were young and now you look the same?
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah, I got to go to the men's room. I'll see you.
So, wow, you're just, you know, for a guy living with no cable out in the woods here, you're hanging with Jay Leno, and then you're off with Gabriella Sabatini, Roger Federer. What's next?
Well, like I said, at 6:45, I get naked and run with the animals.
Boom, there you go.
That's about it. I actually have nothing on the agenda coming up, so if there's any network executive within earshot, I'm available.
Well, yeah, they troll this show pretty much every day.
Fingers crossed.
Unfortunately,
among all the trolling they do.
Unfortunately, when you say network executives, you know, it's like the Coffee News Network. That's where we're going. That's our next big leap forward here. Hey, let's talk a little Red Sox, because you were an unabashed Red Sox fan. Spring training is here.
Yep.
Are you optimistic about this bunch?
I couldn't be more optimistic. I mean, talk about an embarrassment of riches. This is unbelievable. It really is. They could make no deals for the next 2 or 3 years and win the American League East by 10 games. It's incredible. And, you know, a lot of these people are talking about how they need an ace. They don't have a number one starter. Okay, well, I don't know if you read Tom Verducci's column a couple of days ago, but he was right on the money, saying the starters they have, they are all very good, and if they don't get injured, this is all they need. It really is all they need.
I'm with you. We were just talking in the break, and I said, I don't believe they need to get a Cole Hamels. I don't believe they need an ace.
No, I don't either. Who is the guy at the top of the rotation? I don't know. Could be Rick Porcello. Hey, by the way, quick story about Porcello, and this is true, as opposed to everything else I've said.
Right,
so far.
Right.
Rick Porcello and my stepdaughter had a moment in high school. They knew each other in high school, okay, briefly, and this is how it went. This is in New Jersey, okay? So Porcello's walking down the hall with his peeps, and my stepdaughter, whose name is Allegra, is walking down the hall, and they stop. He introduces himself, and he says, "Hi, my name's Rick. I throw 96.
Wow.
And now here's the best part. Allegra is not a sports fan. So the guy could have been saying, "I like fudge."
So it meant nothing to her.
So she just kind of went, "Uh-huh," and just kept walking. So that was the moment.
What sort of John Hughes movie villain Johnny from the Karate Kid line is that, though?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Rick. I throw 96.
Yeah.
Yeah. And secondly, where'd the 96 go? He hasn't got that anymore.
I don't know. I throw 96, but I can't find home plate when I do so.
That's probably a better pickup line than, "Hi, I'm Rick. I can hit spots." Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that would work better.
Occasionally, I know where the ball's going.
Yeah, I'd go with "I threw 96. That's right. Ambiguous.
That's
exactly.
It.
By the way, so I've gone on the interwebs here.
Yes.
Found a new picture of Gabriella Sabatini.
Would you please forward it to me?
Sweet Jesus, what time machine did she crawl into?
I'm telling you, man.
Look at this.
She's 44 years
old. Wow.
I mean, that's 2 22-year-olds.
Yeah, don't even go there.
All right.
Can't we do that, though? Isn't there a George Carlin joke that's like about the never had a 10, but the two fives? Isn't there a joke in there?
Well,
about
I'm sure there is, but...
Isn't there a joke about the Red Sox rotation in there somewhere about not having a number one? We got three,
well, there you
five
go.
Threes.
There you go.
Thank you for bringing it back to baseball, Ryan.
Here I am.
Appreciate that. I'm concerned a little bit, not that I think it affects their long-term prognosis, but I'm pretty convinced that Koji is done.
That's really weird because we haven't discussed this beforehand, but I was going to bring that up, and I happen to agree with you. Last year really frightened me. So obviously Koji's the guy, you know, he's got the right of first refusal here. It's his job until he loses it. Now they're talking about Edward Mujica, you know, being the number two closer and so forth. But you're right, Rich, that's really, and that is honestly the only position that frightens me on this team.
Now, last year we did a little exercise where we went around the horn position by position and said, could you name a position where they will get more production than they did the previous year? And we couldn't. But I look this year, and I think almost everywhere.
Yeah, with the exception of maybe DH with Ortiz.
Right.
I don't know how much he's got left. But, yeah, let's do it. Let's start with Vasquez. You know, and personally, I don't care if the guy hits 230. He's going to save so many runs. I don't think it really, really matters what he hits. But let's say he hits 230, 240. You go along with that, or you think he's going to?
I think
more in his bat than that.
I think he may do even better than that. I was reading something the other day where I think it was a scout from another team who said he is one of the best I have ever seen. Not just active now, but ever seen at framing pitches.
Yep.
And stealing strikes.
Throws out 50% of runners. I mean, they're scared to run on the guy now. It's really amazing.
So that's a plus. First base, you got Napoli, who's actually sleeping at night now.
There
that's
got
to be a step up.
Right. Petey is healthy. He's had the two minor surgeries out of the way. Feeling good. Says he's going to be in the top 10 of players in baseball soon. They say Xander Bogaerts is not only playing better defensively, but he's seeing the ball better.
Yeah, and I think he's going to have a terrific year. At third base, I mean, anything's better than Will Middlebrooks, but now you've got Sandoval, who I don't think is going to see a big power uptick, but I think is a guy who could hit close to 300 in Fenway.
Oh, he could pepper that wall, no question about it. And left, you've got Ramirez, who looks like a friggin' linebacker now.
Yeah.
In center, you've got your choice, Castillo when he's healthy, Mookie Betts. And by the way, I never thought I would ever root for a guy named Mookie, but I am. And then in right, you've got your choice. If Victorino stays healthy, you know, he's the guy in right. And then, the embarrassment of riches, the guys we haven't named, Nava, Brock Holt, who am I leaving out?
Well,
Alan Craig.
Alan Craig, who's having a really good spring.
Right. So
Jackie Bradley. Yeah, only one of the best defenders in baseball, and we can't quite remember his name.
Right. Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think they're better at every single position this year. I think the pitching is going to be fine. I think they've got, while there are some questions about the back end, I think the bullpen itself has the potential to be strong. Ryan, you were talking about before the show, a guy like Matt Barnes could step in this year and play a big role.
Yeah, I know it's only spring, but he's throwing gas, and a lot of the reports coming out of camp are saying that he's really, really accelerated things with the way that he's bringing it to the plate and locking in and trying to get people out on four or five pitches.
And not only that, look at the guys in the minors. They're going to start the season in the minors on, you know, probably, I don't have a crystal ball, but let's say one of your five starters goes down. I mean, you can bring up a guy like Stephen Wright Rodriguez.
Yeah. Johnson, right? Brian Johnson?
Yep. Yeah, Brian Johnson, Matt Barnes.
Absolutely.
The list is almost endless. They are creepy good.
All right, there you go. You've heard it from Jerry Montour. He is fired up. He's ready for the season. We are, too, just a couple of weeks away. And you'll hear Red Sox baseball all season long right here on your home of the Red Sox, the Pulse, AM 620, WZON. Just like that.
Did I tell you about Gabby Sabatini?
Now, you may have mentioned it in passing, yes. And I hate this juxtaposition, this transfer here, but we go from your thoughts of her to you needing to leave to go oil up for your Equinox naked run.
Oh, oil up. I never thought of that.
There you go.
All right, done. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jerry. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Jerry Montour, Bill Patrick, here on Downtown at 21 after 5 o'clock.